Ever feel like you need one app for sales, another for inventory, another for accounting, and the list never ends? Managing a business shouldn't feel like a full-time job just to keep your software in check. That's why Odoo exists. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything: CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Everything works together seamlessly so your team can focus on what really matters: growing your business and serving your customers. Beyond simplifying your workflow, Odoo also saves you money. Instead of paying for multiple expensive platforms, you get one system for a fraction of the cost. And whether you're just starting out or managing a large company, Odoo scales with you. It's easy to use and fully customizable. It streamlines every process, giving you more time and freedom to focus on the parts of your business that matter most. Thousands of businesses have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at ixllearning.com/audio. Visit ixllearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to Money Moves. This is a program that helps you take control of your financial life without any jargon, without any judgment. I am Jill Schlesinger. He is Mark Tallarico. She is Kayla Sabah, back, a recidivist guest who is back because we like to have someone who's an actual financial planner in practice to help us parse through what's going on in the world. Hey, gang, if you have any questions or stuff that you would like Kayla to answer in the future with, like, you know, a real CFP who doesn't just, like, have three letters after their names for the heck of it, like you and I, Mark.
Can I ask Kayla a question?
Why not?
Since she was on the show, what, I don't know, a few weeks ago?
A month ago, yeah.
So tell me, how has your life changed?
Oh my God.
When you walk outside your apartment?
Oh, yeah, the paparazzi.
It's crazy. Okay, so you guys know, in the Money Moves world, there are weird confluences of people knowing people. So Kayla sends me a note and says, oh my God, I sent my boyfriend the episode. He sent it to his mother and...
And Jill and my boyfriend's mother went to high school together.
Come on. That's how old I am. I could be your mother. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's move on. All right. Here is Kayla, it's also good that you're here because you can speak for your generation. Here's the headline. You ready?
Yes.
Gen Z ditching corporate 9-to-5 jobs. As young people scramble for financial security, some are ditching the corporate ladder to start their own businesses, or they're turning to social media to test out, quote unquote, eccentric money-making schemes. And we've talked about this so much because we are in our TikTok takedown. So much of it is around passive income. Kayla, is this a real thing?
Is passive income a real thing?
No, this idea that people in your generation are ditching 9-to-5.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that, speaking for my generation, I think that...
As we ask you
yes,
to do.
Yes. Our generation, my generation, is very seize the day, take advantage of traveling, you know, sitting at a desk all day doesn't appeal as much to the generation. Maybe they saw their parents tied to their desk and get health issues later in life, things like this, or maybe not be financially successful in the way that they wanted. And then cut to social media. You're looking online all day, and all you see is people making tons of money doing schemes or doing social media itself. And it's harder. I think people find it harder to want to go into a 9-to-5 career because they're seeing people gain success in these unorthodox ways.
In this article, hold on a second, Mark. in this article, there's a guy who was working nights as a janitor at a Nebraska high school. Today, the 24-year-old, who never finished high school himself, drives around Cleveland in his 2019 Lamborghini and records YouTube videos on how to, quote, break free and find financial freedom without the constraints of a 9-to-5 job. His business, he owns vape vending machines.
So,
you're not impressed?
Just what we need, more vapors.
Well, he is entrepreneurial.
I'm sure there are stories like this out there, but I would say it's a lot harder than they make it seem. It's not as easy as it sounds. Let's just say that.
I think, Kayla, you're absolutely right. When you see everything, like it's actually like the inverse of doom scrolling. It's like success scrolling, and you're like, why am I not doing this? I must be a loser or an idiot, or I just have this boring job working at CBS. Sorry, guys. Or, you know, like I'm doing it the old-fashioned way. But I also want to remind everyone, when you go into business for yourself, let's talk about the things you don't have. You don't have a ready-made retirement account, like a 401k or a 403b with a company match, which many companies have. What about health insurance? Yeah. What's the cost of that now?
It's extremely expensive. It can be $600 to $800 a month.
Okay.
Out of pocket.
So no health insurance, no retirement plan, none of the other stuff that's like, you know, yeah, there's a little life insurance, there's a little disability insurance. There are other benefits that people give up, and oftentimes they don't realize how valuable those benefits are. So while I like this idea of having a side hustle and having people make money in non-traditional ways. As someone who was once an entrepreneur, and as we may hear in the future, because we're having a lot of you guys come on, doing this is not as easy as a 90-second YouTube video.
I'm all for passive income. Mm. Usually we hear about it involves real estate, right?
Yes.
That's like the number one thing that we hear about, which, great. But yeah, like you said, there's a lot of pros and cons to it. But the days of somebody sitting at a job for 30-plus years, those days are over. Like, that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
People bounce around, and a lot of people go out and try and make their own, you know, make it their own.
And if you're out there and you've got one of those jobs, I was just reading new research from Rutgers in New Jersey University about how job hoppers, it's no longer stigmatized to go from one place to the other. So maybe you don't want to have your own side hustle become your main hustle, but you should always be looking. I know that sounds terrible. Mark, you shouldn't. No, you should.
Be looking?
Be looking.
I haven't looked in, I don't know, 15, 16 years.
But I think that the idea of leaving a job, you may hear from someone older who's like, oh, don't leave your job because that looks bad. I don't think that happens anymore. Do you?
I think people change jobs all the time. It depends on the career. But I think you said it right. It's not destigmatized as it was before.
No.
And you can get meaningful changes in salary by changing in a way that I don't know was possible before. But something that stuck out about this article, I think it was a line in it that said, people are working awfully hard to not have to work. And I thought that kind of stuck out because it's true. And for every one of these people, although I commend the innovation, for every one of these people, there are tons of failure stories and they don't show that. And I think it can be really misleading. It can make people feel really bad about themselves. But it's so challenging to do one of these schemes, even though when you look online, it's like everybody's
doing it. I'm getting rich. I'm really what they're getting is trying like a few shekels that they're making from their YouTube videos. And that's not a whole business. Maybe we're going to find out that they're all, you know, working at, you know, big corporation 101, and this is just their side hustle.
By the way, there's something very nice about walking into an office and honing your craft, having someone else pay your health insurance, having someone else deal with the business management, which is a completely different skill set than maybe your job. For me, I want to be a financial planner, but I'm not super interested in running the business behind
it. So you have no interest in starting up your own firm one day?
Oh my God. You're going to get me into a lot of trouble with her bosses.
You've never thought about it? Going out on your own?
I have to shout out. I really do like where I work. I think I would like to be involved in the leadership of my firm at some point, but I like where I am. I don't think that appeals to me as much.
And may I say, as someone who did own a business, it was horrible. I hated every second of it. Truly, every second of it. And so all of you people, whoever you ever worked for me, you know I was known to be the person who is like the best boss ever 95% of the time. Mm. And 5% of the time, they literally called me the psycho bitch from New York.
I believe it.
That was me.
I believe it.
Oh my God. Did you say it's 95?
I would say 99% of the time.
Best person to work with ever.
But even that 1%, it doesn't really happen anymore.
I get cranky when I do a lot of things.
Yeah,
in
I know.
A row.
I can tell, but it doesn't really happen anymore. Maybe you're just better at managing your time.
So today we are going to talk to a jillionaire. We're going to interview him about how you actually have a side hustle and keep your main job and you're happy doing them both. And we are happy to have Ben from New York, who is joining us to tell us a little bit about his side hustle that turned into a way to create passive income, which seems to be everything that you're cohort want, Ben. So first of all, thanks for being with us. And tell us a little bit about the business that you developed and how you got it sort of going and started and on a path to kind of operate on its own.
Yeah, look, this was an idea that was born out of personal need for a service. And what I mean by that is I started golfing 3 years ago, and living in Manhattan, there's no golf courses in Manhattan. And so if you wanted to drive to a course or a range, it would take an hour and you'd have to sit through New York City traffic or get on the subway. And in the city, you could go to a place like Chelsea Piers or Five Iron or a handful of other incumbent indoor golf simulators. But there were a few issues with all of those services that we found. One, they were expensive and it would cost $100 an hour to go at peak times, which we felt like was sort of ridiculous. And two, the atmosphere there was really geared towards private events and corporate gatherings. And, for someone getting into golf, you sort of want to concentrate. And not only that, but like, when you start, it's a really hard game and all of us suck and you don't really want people watching you, shank balls into the side netting. And so that was a bit disruptive. And so we focused on privacy with RGC. And then third, they weren't really conveniently located. I mean, all of these, because of the clients that they were geared towards, which was events and businesses, they all existed in Midtown in these big high-rise buildings. And so we wanted to build 1-3 bay facilities in all the little pockets of Manhattan so that, you can walk out of your door and within 5 blocks, you can get to indoor golf and you're not, lugging your clubs through the subway turnstiles.
You know, when I listen to this, I'm like, this is exactly how businesses are formed. Like, we identified a need. We said, this is not working for us. There must be other people like us. So, Ben, my big question to you is, how did you do this while you were working full time?
Yeah, there were three main contributors. Myself, one of my good friends from college, we went to Northwestern together. And he at the time was in graduate school getting his master's in computer science, actually on the West Coast. So he was doing a lot of remote work. And then my youngest brother had just graduated from Duke and he came up and managed a lot of the kind of working hour, like day-to-day stuff that I wasn't able to get to. And so it was fun to, it's interesting. They tell you not to get into business with your friends or your family. And I just picked, my brother and one of my best friends.
Well, who else is going to do it with you? Like, you're not going to like pay anyone to do it. You're like, these are like, that's the thing. I think when people say that don't do business with friends or family, I wouldn't say you have to like take investments from everybody, but I like the idea that they were working together. I think that's awesome. And so now it's up and running. Do you think it's going to be expanding your, are you expanding locations? Could you take this to other places? Like, do you see this as like a national business that could be franchised? Like, how are you thinking about it?
Yeah. We're now in our second year of operations and it's gone really well. Like, we've had a lot of support from our customers who are great. Like, we have the best customers out there and people that really saw the same value that we saw in like this service that we provide and are like very grateful for that. It also like, it takes a person that's willing to, figure things out on their own and go into a space and, kind of know how to operate things and, be willing to learn and come back. And so we lend ourselves to kind of recurring customer base in that sense, which is great. We don't spend a ton of money on marketing or, you know, one-time people. Like we have people that are, you know, really serious and care about the product. And so it's gone very well for the last, 2 years. And we see a lot of pockets in and around the greater New York City area, not just in the five boroughs, but in New Jersey and in Westchester and outside of there where, you know, we need to fill in some lack of supply. I mean, it's probably in the third inning. Like golf grew a ton coming out of COVID, and there were a lot of new people that got into the game then because there was nothing, you know, people were just trying to figure out things to do outside. And so there's been this evolution back indoors and how are people practicing. And so we think there's a ton of appetite out there for this. You know, we want to have small locations. Our location's only two bays. And so we'd rather have two bays in, you know, spread throughout the five boroughs and 20 locations as opposed to 100 bay location in Midtown, right? Like it's, we want it to be accessible and close to people. And so having a dispersed network of smaller locations is more ideal to us than building kind of mega hubs that everyone has to travel to, right? Because there is nothing, I will tell you, there's nothing more embarrassing and humiliating than walking the New York City streets with a golf bag, just bumping into people and like knock things over. It's a humiliation ritual. Or getting can you imagine going through a subway turnstile?
Yeah, yes. I make fun of people like you all the time. Get off the 2 train. Don't do that. Kayla, what do you got for Ben?
I have to say that I love this idea. From a business standpoint, what I love about this is it sounds like the margins are quite good and that the time at this point that you're spending on it isn't that much, which is like an ideal situation for a business like this. So I think what I love about it is it meets a need in the city. It's a topic that you're interested in, and the margins and the amount of time that you're spending on it seem low. So this sounds fantastic, and I'm excited to try it.
Having gone through this, Ben, and, you know, it's been a few years now. If someone's listening or watching and they have what they think is a crazy idea, but, you know, it's a dream of theirs. Any tips?
You just have to start. And what's funny is if I had known how much work it would be when I started, I probably wouldn't have done it. But now I sit here and I'm so glad that I did it and just pushed through it. You know, entrepreneurship can be daunting, and there end up being challenges in it that you just didn't expect at all. Like the amount of things that I learned about New York City fire safety code and ADA bathrooms and all of this different stuff, labor regulations, like you just want to open a golf facility, right? You know nothing about these things, and you just realize each week it's a new kind of challenge. And that's, you know, that's part of what's beautiful about it. And it's, you know, it's so fulfilling at the end of the day to have done this. And
but
so,
you have not yet given up your day job. If you had to pick right now, and I said you could only do one or the other, you can't do both, what would it be?
Oh, I'm very committed to my career, and I love what I do. What's beautiful about this, you know, side hustle is that it's allowed me to keep doing that. And it was a lot of work at the beginning, like it really was getting it open. But now I have, you know, we have support and a team that helps operate it, but I don't have to be too involved if I don't need to.
All right. Amazing. We are so grateful. And thank you for the tips. And if anyone is watching and you're in New York and you play golf, go check it out. So Ben, the name of the company is?
Ready Golf Club.
Ready Golf Club. Thank you for joining us.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Matching outfits, extravagant birthdays, many nicknames, a few classic moves of a dog-obsessed parent. At Ollie, they're obsessed with how obsessed you are with your pup, which is why they obsess over giving your dog the best. Ollie's fresh, human-grade recipes are developed by real chefs and backed by vet nutritionists. The meals are perfectly portioned and come with a puptainer and scoop for easy storing and mess-free serving, delivering the best experience for you and your pup. And through the Ollie app, you can actually check in on your dog's health with real vets. By uploading a picture, their team can check your dog's weight, digestion, teeth, and coat. They'll then provide next steps on how to keep them thriving. And because they're just as obsessed as you are, there's zero judgment if you check in every day. You could say Ollie feeds the obsession. Go to ollie.com/firstbox and use code FIRSTBOX to get 70% off your welcome kit. Ollie, feed the obsession.
Okay, time for that TikTok takedown. This is when we watch a video or you guys listen to it and we try to peel back the onion. So, gentlemen in the control room or gentlewoman, please cue the video.
These are three habits that helped me make more money than I could have ever imagined. Number one, I treated my goals like a business, not a hobby. A lot of you guys put your goals on the back burner real quick when someone calls you and says they want to go out or they want to do something. Y'all cannot do that, okay? You have to show up every single day and be consistent, especially in the beginning. And you have to be delusional. I hate to say it, but you have to be delusional. You have to show up every single day and be consistent, even when you're not seeing the results. Number two, I invested in skills and not things. You guys have to educate yourself and you have to invest in the education, whether that's through courses or mentors. I bought a $500 course that taught me how to create an online store. That online store today now does $100,000 a month. You guys have to buy skills and buy education before you buy the bags, before you buy the shoes. Your Birkin, there's no ROI on that. Invest in skills that will teach you how to make money. And finally, number three, I stopped asking for permission. Stop asking your parents for permission. They're older. They're probably not going to understand the internet game because mine definitely didn't. Stop asking your friends for permission. They're going to tell you no. They're going to tell you you're weird because you're posting every single day and why are you doing that? And lastly, stop asking yourself for permission. You're going to want to launch 100 times and launch your product and you're going to talk yourself out of it because you want a perfect product, you want perfect content, and you want to be perfect, and that's not how it works. Take it from me, someone who failed multiple times before it ended up working. Just launch.
How is she making $100K a month?
Her store. She spent $500 on a course, and now she opened a store that's making $100,000.
Well, what is the store selling?
I don't know. I mean, some of what she said, yeah, you know, like being consistent and doing, yeah, sure, of course, but.
Okay, wait a second. So let's just do this. Forgetting about whether this is legit or not in terms of like whether she's making $100,000 a month. Okay. Goals first. You got to like that, Kayla. This is like right up your alley. Like, what do you want to do? How do you want to get there? So goals first, you're on board with that?
I'm on board with that. I love that. I think focusing on what you actually want and thinking about what you want in your life and focusing on it. Like, I like what you said there.
Okay. Mark, skills, not things.
True. In general, yeah, true. Invest in yourself, invest in your skills. Like Kayla said, goals. There were some nuggets of truth in what this person had to say.
I'm trying to like peel it back a little bit. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right. So skills, not things. Don't buy that Birkin bag.
What's wrong with the Birkin?
I don't own one, so I don't
know. I'm very close to a Birkin.
Yeah, okay. So I think, what about buying? Wait a second. The one thing she did say, oh, I spent $500 on whatever she did. But what about... The problem with that is that you could end up buying some crap that is purporting to be like a skill set or a system or learn this, how to do – like
that's the part that I get a little nervous about. Like, I do like the idea of investing in yourself. Hey, I'm working in a financial planning firm. I think I would like to become a certified financial planner. I will invest in that.
I work on a personal finance show. I'm going to pursue my CFP designation and spend my own money.
Right? And I should have paid for that for you. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were doing it. Remember, you did it behind my back first.
That's true.
Okay.
That's
true. So I just want to be careful about, like, people, yes, invest in yourself, but, like, try to make sure it's a legitimate thing. Okay. The last thing she said, you guys, was stop asking permission. Now, this is sort of interesting. I do think that I know a lot of folks. When I was writing the second book, I did interview some people who said, like, there were a lot of naysayers, that people kind of were like, why are you going to do that? Why are you going to do that? So it's not that you're permission, but I think it's making sure that if someone is providing you with advice, understanding where they're coming from. If it's your parent, and your parent says, oh my God, don't do this.
Don't
move to New York. You're going to get crazy and be on a YouTube show with these nutters from New York. But I think that there is something about people who are worried about you, who don't want you to take a leap. But the idea of stop asking permission from yourself, I don't know. Like, I guess you doubt yourself. I don't know. How do you feel about that one, Mark?
I mean, I certainly don't ask others for permission. Do I ask myself for permission? I don't know. There's a lot of naysayers out there. So I tend to kind of, you know, Jill, I would value your input. That's kind of the extent of it for me.
Oh my God. Me and Amanda.
Like, if I listen to my parents, you know, going back however many years when I first left CBS, I mean, that was a colossal mistake.
I know.
The likes of which I will never recover from.
No, you will not. You will not. So, I mean, okay, it's not terrible. I am dubious about her $100,000 a month, but if she's making it, doing something, I don't know what it is.
It's a little bit of a, like, sounds a little bit like, you know, get rich quick, you know?
Yeah, a little too get, but underneath it, it's not so bad.
I think the actual thing she said I'm fine with. I think I'm just getting kind of exhausted with these make $100,000 a month thing. I just feel like there's so much of that, and it makes you feel like, why am I not doing this? And it's not that, she didn't give anything specific to building the business. Yeah. I like these goals, but it could apply to all kinds of things.
Yeah, it could apply to your life in general. All right, so listen, if you've got a interesting video that you're stumbling across, please send it to us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, upload that video so we can check it out. Thanks so much for watching and listening to the show today. You can follow us here on YouTube, on the program. You can also subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love that. Follow. What else do they have to do? They follow, they promote, they
subscribe.
Like, subscribe. They do all those things. Do all those things, because otherwise the overlords will cancel us. So thank you so much for watching. If you've got a question, go to jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button. Write us a note and we will be sure to get it. And if you want to appear with us live, just check the audio or video box, and Mark and Isaac and Samara and all the people who make this show work will arrange to have you come on. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time. When others hear noise, T. Rowe Price interprets market signals to find investment opportunities. That's the power of active ETFs from T. Rowe Price. Their portfolio managers approach data from multiple perspectives, analyzing trends and conducting deep research to give you their curiosity-backed active management expertise. Learn more about their active ETFs at TRowePrice.com/explore ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, are bought and sold at market prices, not NAV. Investors generally incur the cost of the spread between the prices at which shares are bought and sold. Buying and selling shares may result in brokerage commissions, which will reduce returns. T. Rowe Price Investment Services, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.